Archbishop Welby, UK Parliament tried to force same-sex marriage on church. By Jack Montgomery on February 14, 2023. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, currently under fire from worldwide Anglicanism for moving to bless gay couplings, has claimed Parliament tried to force same-sex marriage on the Church of England. As England's established church, the Church of England, or C of E, was exempted from having to officiate same-sex weddings under legislation institutionalizing gay marriage introduced by the nominally Conservative Party, despite an equality regime which might otherwise have penalized them for discrimination. As the country's notionally right-wing governing party continues to drift further left, however, senior figures including Cabinet Minister Penny Mordaunt have put the Church of England under increasing pressure to wed gay couples, with Archbishop Welby now alleging he was actually summoned twice to Parliament and threatened with parliamentary action to force same-sex marriage on us, according to The Telegraph. In the last few weeks, as part of our discussions about sexuality and the rules around sexuality in the Church of England, I talked of our interdependence with all Christians, not just Anglicans, particularly those in the Global South with other faith majorities, he said in a speech at a plenary meeting of the Anglican Consultative Council gathered in Ghana over the weekend. When I speak of the impact that actions by the Church of England will have on those abroad in the Anglican Communion, those concerns are dismissed by many, not all, but by many in the General Synod of the Church of England, he added, clearly signaling that he feels unable to take a more liberal line on gay marriages because global Anglicanism, much of it African, does not approve of such clear deviations from Christian scripture. Welby also said that obedience to God comes ahead of loyalty to country and that he said as much to some members of Parliament who did not like it, although this is a perhaps deliberate overselling of his traditionalist credentials, given he and other woke C of E bishops have recently upset global Anglicans by voting to bless same-sex couplings, even if they are not yet going so far as to wed them. Despite Welby's comments in Ghana suggesting he held the line against Parliament to show solidarity with African conservatives, the move by the Church of England, under his effective leadership despite King Charles III being its supreme governor, to bless same-sex relationships has caused a significant rift within the Anglican Communion. The Global South Fellowship of Anglican Churches, GSFA, which represents as much as 75% of Anglicans worldwide, said that move had triggered a widespread loss of confidence in Welby, with the Archbishop of Uganda denouncing the suicidal path the Church of England has now taken and demanding, "Do you have the integrity to step out of the Anglican Communion because you have departed from the Anglican faith?" Welby seems to be claiming to the conservative African churches that the baby steps taken last week to tackle homophobia in the Church of England are being forced on him by Parliament, while telling Anglicans here, the majority of whom support same-sex marriage in church, that he and his fellow bishops can't go further because it would alienate the Africans, complained Ben Bradshaw, a gay Labour MP who entered into a civil partnership with a male BBC producer before same-sex marriage was legalized. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.